Sure you don't.
Yeah.
And you're going to have the picture taken with all the gunk in your
exactly.
teeth?
Exactly. So
okay, that'll be good.
I'll take a picture right now.
That'll be good on
He's
our website.
Dipping the blue cheese dressing out of the Oreo.
Don and Mike, hello. Oh. You have a blue cheese with Oreos.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hi, you're on the air.
Don't boot in here.
Oh, dear.
Oh, hi there.
Brought a bucket.
Hello, are you there, honey? Okay, Robert, don't throw up in here, please.
I'm sorry.
Robert.
Where do you want me to go? God damn. What do you want, whore? I'm performing here.
Oh,
what do you want?
I'm performing here.
Our listeners. I'm sorry I got your headphones in
there. He's performing for our listeners. Oh, are you there, lady?
Not the blue cheese on
lady, what can
Robert,
we do
those
for
your
you?
Headphones?
Yeah.
No,
what can we do for you, lady?
Yeah, you go.
I would like to go to Australia with Robert.
You would like to what?
Go to Australia with Robert when he goes.
She wants to go to Australia with he can't
stay on hold, pretty lady. Stay on hold. We'll talk.
All right.
Okay.
I'll take you to Japan. You put out?
No,
yeah,
Australia.
Home.
It's a woman who's turned on by you. She wants to go to Australia.
She's
yeah,
on
that's
home.
All she wants. She's a user.
Hello, Don
that's
and Mike.
I'm going by myself because I can't hello, get none of the sisters to give me any love.
Yes, yes. Hello,
use
Don and Mike.
Use and be used.
Hello.
Yeah, I know a couple of the listeners were a little bit rough on Robert earlier, but... Right. I have a message of hope for him.
Oh,
Rod, this listener has a message of hope for you, Robert.
I'm listening. Oh, Jesus. What's wrong?
All right, he's eating the blue cheese with the Oreo or peanut butter.
Those people gonna have hot and bomb all day
long. I don't even know what
yeah,
that was.
Some tape.
It was some tape. And Robert is still
okay. I don't know which is worse, watching them chew it or watching them spit it out.
Yes. Robert, this has been perhaps your most abstract appearance on the show.
It's sure definitely freeform. He's definitely riffing here.
I'm having a good time. I'm on vacation.
Okay.
I got 3 weeks.
Wow.
Going to Miami.
Now he's dancing.
Then I'm going to Myrtle Beach. So I'm going to be in and out. But I'll send pictures back.
It's Japan, followed by Miami, followed by Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
And stop throwing up in that
3 weeks, man. Hey, what you doing tonight? Is your server back up?
You got it. I mean, I swear to Christ, Dumb
I
on.
Will bust your ass up, buddy, before I go.
Are you gonna be the Eagles again?
Yeah, I'll be the Eagles again.
You gonna be the Eagles again? Okay. Oh, what do you got there, Joe?
Nothing.
Oh, Joe gave you that chick's number?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And yeah, look at that. Just 10 minutes ago, you ready to yell at Joe about his comment about National
hey,
Geographic? And now he's your
pimp. I try to talk to Joe.
Yeah,
I try to be nice
Joe.
To Joe.
I know.
Want a cookie? Right. Want a cookie?
All right, Robert, the pictures of Robert's teeth will be on the mailbag.
I love the show. I'm going to miss you guys.
On the
free,
website.
Call me.
We'll miss you.
In Nagoya.
Let's say on the mailbag.
Oh.
On the website. Robert's still getting his picture taken with his teeth.
Yeah. Oh, the Oreos. And
there it is.
Hey, I'm going to give B.A. the number.
I had to delete that out. You can say she's going to feel your mitt, but you can't say she's going to feel your mitt.
I'm going to get a picture of her kissing my...
My recommendation also would be one more picture of Robert.
Good, man.
One more picture of Robert with his teeth, with a real close-up, so if we get a dental professional, he can give Robert a decent... I mean, if you get a close enough picture, you can get a decent assessment of the teeth.
I guarantee you. I promise. They can yank them all out. I don't want them saved.
Let me see. Let me go... See a response.
All right. They're
in bad shape. Yeah, I see them. I saw them. Yeah.
Yeah.
People across the street.
So you'd be satisfied to have them all taken out?
They can have them.
All right.
You can have them.
All right, Robert.
eBay.
Have a great trip to Japan.
I'll talk to you tonight. I'll see you tonight.
Tonight.
Mike.
Yes, Robert. Always a pleasure.
I'll be at the restaurant tonight.
Yes, I'll see you later.
Just like this.
Absolutely. Yeah, you come
can
in.
Can I get a free meal?
Huh?
Can I get a free meal?
Not if you're dressed like that. You can't.
Why not?
No, you can't.
Okay, come on, get out of here, Robert.
All right, fellas.
Get out. Have a safe trip.
Thank you.
Have a safe trip. I'll see you in Xbox Land tonight.
Yeah, call me in Nagoya.
Okay. Bye-bye. We'll call you.
We'll
call you over there.
World Expo.
So wait till we get these. The pictures of his teeth will be great, but the pictures...
Can you take your bucket with you, please?
You take your puke bucket.
You don't want nothing?
No, thank you. No, I'll pass.
The pictures of him in
funny
his
man.
Outfit. thanks, Robert.
There you go.
Okay, there you go. The cookies with the blue cheese and...
Yeah.
Look at him. He's got like a gymnast outfit on.
It was the only place there was blue cheese in here.
God. And then he had to pull down his pants and just...
Yeah.
Mike, I'm surprised that you can still see me. Your eyes aren't, like,
bleeding. He knows how to get me to back down.
And burning.
He knows how to get me to back down.
All he has to do is whip off that dance
skin.
Yeah,
and he started pulling that down, and I was humbled immediately.
So imagine the joy I have when I see him delivering my mail.
That's what people don't realize, and everybody should know, that he is Rob's legitimate mailman.
And all I'm going to do, I'm going to look out, waiting to see if the flag is down on my mailbox, and I'm just going to see those underwear. They're burned in my eyes.
Uh-huh. His little onesie.
Yeah. Weird. I do like him. I think he's a funny MF-er.
Yes.
And I like playing video games with him online.
That's right. That's right. I'm glad you do. I'm glad you like him. Because I really don't care for him. I'm kidding.
Oh, I know. I know you like him.
Yeah, I do like him. Yeah.
I just don't think you like him. Like, I like him.
Yeah, you like him kind of in a special way?
Yeah, in that...
homo!
you know, in that very experimental way that I have.
What time will you play ball with him tonight?
Play ball with him? Oh, well, probably about 9.
Do you suppose he'll have time to change?
that's part of the allure.
I bet it is.
That I hope. And actually, if I could be totally honest, when I play Xbox Live against Robert,
right.
It's always strip Xbox.
Even though you can't see each other.
Well, we're on the headset. Okay, got a first down. Take your pants off, bitch.
Coming soon, video cameras.
Mm-hmm. And you'll play his theme song, which is "You Can Leave Your Hat On."
No, and this was my point about him. I know that you like him.
Yeah, I know.
But I know that he annoys you.
No.
Well, don't be afraid of him.
No, he doesn't. I'm not afraid of him, and he doesn't annoy me.
He doesn't annoy you? Annoy you?
No. I've actually partied with Robert outside of this fine establishment.
Oh, have you really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't know that.
He's legitimately come up to the restaurant.
Huh? Oh, you let him in?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
Yeah, absolutely.
See, I got the... So, you really like him?
No.
Hold on.
No, of course I like him. Okay. Yeah, he's funny. See, when he's mellow and he's around me and he calms down, he's a nice guy.
Uh-huh. Okay, and I genuinely like him as well. What about you?
I hate him.
No, come on, be honest.
He scares me a little bit.
All right, I think that's your honest answer.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
But I didn't always like him. Incidentally, I didn't always like him. Right, we evolved.
And that's why I brought that up.
Right. We evolved into that. He's funny. We have a good relationship.
What about you, Buzz?
I think he's funny on the show and I like him as a person. I think he's a good person.
Man, that's the first real lie we've heard. Because both of those statements from Buzz are completely untrue.
This man is lying. Well, that is Robert.
Do you hear how assertive Buzz was? We all had kind of like vague answers about it. We kind of got to, because it's still kind of confusing our relationship, Buzz.
Yeah,
Buzz
no, I figured it out.
Yeah, that's right.
There's no confusion here. I know what I like.
See, I didn't, but okay, Buzz, here's the real test. And I didn't know this about good buddy Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that Mike, you know, didn't hate Robert.
Right,
but
I know.
Like,
so did I.
When he came in, it was like, okay, here he comes.
Right.
I didn't know you had actually socialized with him.
Robert's a fun guy.
So I would put you in the same category as me.
Mm-hmm.
See, Buzz, you're not at that level. So
no, I haven't
get
socialized
to our level,
with him.
When will you socialize with Robert? Why don't you go to the airport with him tonight?
Well, I guess I could. You know, whatever activity.
You are funny.
Wouldn't it be fun? Go to the airport, have a couple of drinks with Robert before he gets on the airplane to Japan?
I'd love to have a couple of drinks with Robert.
Conversations in one's front yard. Does that count as socializing?
Yeah.
Then I have socialized with him.
Well, sure. Then I need to complete this.
Yes, you do.
I do. I've had great conversations with Robert, though, and so I look forward to more.
This is funny. Listen to all of us. It's funny. This whole conversation is funny.
I'm the only one.
Some of my best friends are named Robert.
Thank you, Bob.
That's great.
But understand, he could tamper with my mail. So
yes. You know, really,
careful.
That's scary. Because, you know, if he got really angry at you. Yeah.
I think it's more than mail. I don't think it's anything to do with mail. I mean, if he got real angry at you, I think he'd be D-E-A-D. And I am not kidding. There's that part of me. That's why I'm friends with him, too.
Yeah.
You know what
protection.
I mean?
Yeah.
Right. No, yeah. Well, yeah. Better be his friend and be alive than
that's
be
right.
an enemy and be dead.
Well, I always aim to be cordial.
It's a Southern tradition.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Buzz.
And we'll leave it there.
That's how awkward it gets when it's four white guys and one black guy that really likes being black. I mean, he loves being black.
Sure.
He loves it.
And he's going to Japan.
Okay,
what's the best way to get blue cheese off of your headphones?
We'll have his pictures up on our website. Check out his teefers, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us.
What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
Get nude, squat, and cough for Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. DonandMikeWebsite.com, the official website of our show. Yeah, the pictures of Robert up there. They'll be up tonight. The pictures of the hot balls contest from yesterday. Also, you get an affiliates page there. You know, getting the ratings for the other cities is not always easy as getting them here at WJFK because
right.
We're in the building. I will tell you that thank you to people in the following cities where we had good ratings. That's Baltimore, Live 105, Sacramento, KHTK, Wichita, KFH, FM at AM, Spokane, KJRB, Rochester on KHTK at Tampa Bay, finally showing up on 1010.
Wonderful! Hey.
So what we need is those program directors at those stations mm-hmm. to email us the ratings.
Please do.
And we'll be glad to put them right up there on the front page so you people can know how good or how crappy the show's doing where you live.
Yeah. Like to hear that there's good news in Tampa.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's relatively good news.
Well, relative is fine, sure.
And what it means is the station's shown up.
That's important. That's good. We've seen those before.
It's gone from, like, nobody listening to right. all of a sudden, well, okay, somebody's listening.
Nice to break out of the police radio range.
And, you know, on the other hand, I mean, I know that we were here giving each other handies the other day about D.C., but, you know, again, I have to say, the ratings in Sacramento are spectacular.
Yeah, they always have been.
They are spectacular.
Thank you, sir.
Which reminds me of the commercial for Coors Beer.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new one? It's got these two doofuses sitting on the beach, and there's a chick in front of them, and she's got just big, mm-hmm. beautiful eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a cooler that I guess has Coors Light in bottles.
Right.
And she's holding two of these bottles up.
Is this the new plastic bottle?
Yeah. And the guys say, wow, are those real? And she says, no,
yeah.
they're plastic. But they're spectacular.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, it is just so bad.
Kudos to Coors.
Oh, and speaking of spectacular.
Yeah, I'm sorry if my immaturity has offended you.
Yeah. She is spectacular, Beth Ann McBride.
Are you part of this BA?
She tells me that we have a dentist already.
Oh, wonderful.
Get out of your head, I'm reporting your BA.
Excellent.
So we've got someone, he's going to look at the pictures of Robert's teeth, and tentatively we have a dentist who's ready to yank them all out.
Oh, hallelujah.
And give him the fake teeth.
Is it a professional or a hobbyist?
Oh, I say behaviors, pieces of meat scattered from here to Pittsburgh on these football fields.
Yeah, I think it's like a similar, have you seen the movie Batman with Michael Keaton?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Do you remember the scene where the Joker is getting his face?
The Joker? Yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking it was like Steve Martin in Little Shop of Horrors.
That works as well.
Does this hurt you?